It is Mind Food Radio, and my favourite part of every month is talking to the resident psychiatrist of Mind Food, Dr. Emily O'Leary. Hello, Emily.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. Another fabulously interesting article in the August edition of Mind Food magazine. It's called Trivial Tribulations, and we're talking about first world problems.
Interesting topic, isn't it?
Very much so. Now, how long, you know, that you're aware of, Emily, has this first world problem saying been around?
Oh, look, I think it's relatively new. So, you know, probably looking around the last 5 to 10 years, you know, the saying, oh, it's just a first world problem is kind of taking precedence.
Now, would it be fair to say that when people use that term, oh, my God, that's just such a first world problem, or, oh, first world problem, it's generally always with a negative connotation?
Look, it is, isn't it? It's sort of like it's more of an afterthought or sort of throwaway comment. And I think it's, you know, when the person sort of feels a little bit silly, perhaps, about making the comment, it's a way of kind of saying, don't judge me in a way, it's just a first world problem, it's not a real problem.
Yeah, so obviously people, there are some people that would have different levels of first world problems. There are people that would just complain if the milk was not quite right in their coffee. And then there are
Absolutely.
Some that, yeah, and then there are some that it's probably a little bit more serious. So do you think when people say that they are giving a fairly clear message?
It's hard, isn't it? There sort of has to be a distinction between a person that's perpetually kind of just, well, for want of a better word, moaning. And when there is a person who there is a genuine issue, that they're just kind of invalidating what they're saying. So, you know, if your coffee's not hot enough and you say it's a first world problem, well, it's still an issue. But, you know, if you're saying it every day, then that's probably when you kind of go, okay, you need to address it.
The reason that you have a problem with people saying that's a first world problem is what?
Basically, even if it's a small problem, it's still a problem. And the point of the kind of article was looking at, we have to make sure that we don't minimise something that's important to someone else. It might not seem important to us, but kind of just saying it's a first world problem undermines, you know, something that might be real to that person. And it's important not to put our own stuff on others.
Actually, the thing I thought was interesting about this is if you are with a group of people and you're all kind of moaning about the same things, it kind of negates the first world problem issue, doesn't it? Because you're just a group of people that all have the same issues.
Oh, well, it does. It does. And look, you know, there has to be a degree of severity. When you're complaining about, you know, the temperature of coffee versus someone that's losing their job or those types of things, you know, obviously you're going to pay attention to the one that is more kind of, you know, more severe. But I suppose what I wanted to do with the article is kind of take it away and kind of point out that, you know, to give a friend or another person some attention if they're having an issue, you know, it can just be a little thing. They don't have to be big problems just for you to attend to what they're saying. And it's important just to listen to all kind of things that your loved one might be saying. You know, it's one of the things I wrote in the article is, you know, we talk to our kids about expressing what they're feeling, even if it's just a little thing. So it's important to pay attention to the little problems as well as the big problems.
And I tell you something, it's great advice that you give, because when you do talk to somebody and you have an issue of your own, no matter how big or small it is, and somebody actively listens and you can feel their support, it makes so much difference.
It does, doesn't it? It's called sort of active listening and reflective listening. And often that's just what you want. You just, you know, as I said, it might be about the coffee or it might be about some other little thing. But for that person, you know, it was just they needed someone to listen to. And sometimes when you listen to the little problems, they don't turn into the big ones.
Yeah, the other thing is that there are some people that might just moan a lot because they're asking for some help.
Exactly. It might not be about the coffee. And sometimes I think people only talk about what's going on when they think it's kind of deserving, like it has to be, you know, really, really bad to actually ask for help. Like, you know, they've broken their leg, their marriage is breaking up and their house is being repossessed before they actually say something. Well, you know, it's actually okay just to say little things.
So it's an opportunity that we should look at as opposed to something we should, you know, that we should be negative about, because you never know, you could end up being a better friend.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I reckon I could be a psychiatrist. You know that, Emily?
I reckon you do all right.
Thanks very much. Thanks for listening. Right.
No problem.
Dr. Emily O'Leary, the other thing that's great about this article, when you pick up your Mind Food magazine, is you've got the 6 steps to problem solving, which is a really interesting read, and something I think we should all keep on our fridge.
Absolutely. It's very easy to run away with those worries and those, you know, those difficulties you're having, but actually trying to step back, take the emotion out of it and look at it. I know it's hard and it's easier said than done, but it's super important if you can do it.
I love you, Dr. Emily O'Leary. Thank you so much for contributing once again to Mind Food Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
My pleasure.